It's in line with the figures which we've previously been aware of. In fact, HIV Prevention England through AIDSMAP put the figure at 23.5% of people who are HIV positive don't actually know it. So it is a shocking statistic, perhaps if it's the first time you're hearing it, but it's a statistic that we talk about a lot when we're encouraging people to get tested. And really, yeah, it really is the key driver for HIV testing week, which is coming up the 22nd to the 29th of November. And we're strongly encouraging everybody who's sexually active to get tested.
It's not really on your to-do list of a day,
no.
is it, John?
No.
So what would prompt people to sort of come forward and ask to get tested?
Well, you're absolutely right. It isn't on people's to-do list, and we want to make sure that it is on people's to-do list. I think a lot of people are prompted to get a test if they are experiencing some sort of symptoms. So if you know, they come down with a flu-like virus, which can be an indicator of HIV infection, that might prompt people to go to their GP. So that's one route. The problem with that is that according to the latest reports that come out via AIDSMAP, actually the majority of GPs are not encouraging people to go for HIV testing. So sometimes it is something that you do have to prompt your GP about. Sometimes people might have had sex recently that's been unprotected, or they've had a little accident with the condom split, and that prompts people to go and get a test. The other key drivers are entering a new relationship. So we encourage people to talk openly within relationships about the kind of sex that they might be having and previous partners. And that sometimes prompts people to think about, actually, we both like to make sure that we're acting responsibly within this relationship, and we'll go together to the GUM and get tested. So that can also be a key driver for people.
I just wonder how many people would actually feel a bit embarrassed coming forward and asking for the test. Do you think there's still a stigma attached to it?
Yes. This is the hurdle that a lot of people come up against. A lot of people do get embarrassed about it. There is a lot of stigma and discrimination around getting tested. But actually, you know, we're all at risk of STIs and HIV. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It doesn't mean that you're promiscuous. It's perfectly possible to come into contact with an STI, such as HIV, after one sexual encounter. So it doesn't mean that you're promiscuous. Everybody who is having sex should be getting tested at least once a year. If you think you've been put at risk through having unprotected sex with somebody you suspect might be HIV positive, then you should be getting tested immediately after that happens. If you're regularly having sex, which is not considered to be safer sex, i.e. unprotected sex, then you should be thinking about getting tested every 3 months. There's also a sort of perceived link with homosexuality in the gay community. So historically, there's been a strong link there. That isn't the case.